catch the ball, you know. So whatever we got to do, you know, maybe it's a little bit extra focus, you know, whatever we got to do, you know. I mean, I know we all have confidence in each other, you know, we all have confidence in ourselves that we make those plays each and every day.
Do you think the fade in the end zone is something you and Blake need to work on a little bit more, or do you think it was just that one play? It was just kind
of... No, just that one play.
How are you feeling? I mean, obviously you got dinged up a little bit. How are you feeling going into this one?
Oh, you know, I feel good. You know, I took the time Monday and Tuesday to get my proper treatment and stuff, so I feel good.
Marquise could play. It looks like he feels good to play. What does he do to this offense, and how does he change it?
You know, just an added playmaker. You know, that's the main thing. You know, so we want to have as many of our playmakers out there as possible.
A lot of people had very high expectations for the offense based on what they saw in August. Should they stay high, or should people scale them back a little bit?
Of course they should stay high. You know, I mean, for us, you know, we have high expectations for ourselves, you know. But, I mean, for people, you know, I mean, me personally, you know, for people, I mean, I don't really care about other people's expectations for us. You know we have our own expectations for ourselves.
Dolphins have Ndamukong Suh. He's a guy who's kind of known for doing a little something extra after the play. Are you ever aware of a guy like that or about where he is in the field?
No, that's not really my concern. I'm just go out there and play, you know. I mean, we know he out there, he's a playmaker, you know, but, I mean, he's not even in my forte of play. You know, he's in the interior.